Today's yoga class here at Body Soul Yoga will focus on mobilizing the spine, moving the back in all directions. And we're going to be using Suri Namaskar, Suri Namaskara A and B, and just mixing those up a little bit so that we hold certain postures for longer than we may normally do, which will bring a lot of heat into the body when you least expect it. So it's quite a challenging practice. Remind yourself you don't need to do all the vinyasas, and you can rest in child pose or just stay in downward facing dog. And I will remind you as we go through the lesson that you can rest. So this is taken from a live class here at Body Soul Yoga in December 2015. So we'll start in child pose today. So gently rolling up from your settling position, Shavasana, onto your hands and knees. Then sink back onto your heels. Nice wide knees, big toes touching. Your arms can be ahead of you or by your sides. And take a moment to just release and melt to the floor beneath you. So in child pose, Balasana, really feel and notice if you're comfortable. The Sanskrit word for posture meaning a soft, steady, comfortable pose. And that's the asana, soft, steady and comfortable. So finding a comfort here, trying to bring that into all of your other postures. Returning to hands and knees now, we're just going to tuck the toes under and find a blissful downward facing dog. So just notice your hands in the floor connecting with the mat beneath you, the texture of the mat. When you're ready, come to stillness in your downward facing dog. Lift the tailbone nice and high, push your chest towards your thighs, ease your heels towards the floor. So our focus today on mobilizing the spine, but also finding comfort in our stillness. And also quite a strong practice on our legs today. So when you're ready, we're walking the feet forward into a forward bend. Just take a moment here. Feel nice and soft in the head, shoulders, maybe shaking the head as if to say no, and nodding the head as if to say yes. And when you're ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last, rolling the shoulders back, shaking out the legs, and then coming to Tadasana. So ground your feet. We're going to take the first sun salutation nice and slowly, Suri Namaskar, the traditional Hatha Yoga salutation. So bring your hands to your heart, establish your breathing, feel the feet nice and grounded. And the first round, we lead with the right foot as we step forwards and back. But first, take an out breath. And then reach up to the sky, maybe a back bend if that suits you. We're going to hold here for a few breaths, drawing the navel in, lifting taller on every in breath and softening on every out breath. And then melting into forward bend, Uttanasana. You can keep the knees soft if you need to protect your lower back. And then stepping the right foot back into a kneeling lunge. So left-sided kneeling lunge. Point your right toe and look up, open your throat. And really feel a nice stretch in that right hip flexor. Okay, from here, grounding your hands. Take the left foot back into a plank. So tuck under your right toes. Sweep the left leg back, holding plank. So a nice perfect line between the heels and the shoulders. Okay, so just for a moment, look at my demonstration. We're dropping to our knees, chest, chin, sticking bottom into the air, holding here.
And then scooping through, pointing the toes, coming into a cobra. So you may be able to lift the hands from the floor. Just feel striking forwards at the same time as striking up, just as we start to mobilize and get warmer. And then back to downward facing dog. Tuck the toes under. And just align the spine again. So just holding here. Finding a comfort here as well, this resting pose. And then the right foot leads again, so either from all fours or step it right through into the right-sided kneeling lunge. And looking up again, sinking now into that left hip flexor. And then tuck the left toes under, come into an extended forward bend, looking up. Extend your spine, draw the shoulders away from your ears. Exhale, nose to knees. And breathe in, standing tall, reaching up, back bending again. Draw the navel in, reaching to the sky. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Recover your breathing. So the flow again, this time the left side leads nice and slowly. Reaching up as you breathe in, a little tilt back, drawing in the navel. Lovely soft shoulders. And finally, forward bend, Uttanasana. Nose to knees. Stepping the right foot back, kneeling lunge. Drop to your right knee, point your right toes, sinking into that right hip flexor. And looking up, opening the throat, keeping the shoulder soft. Okay, ground your hands, tuck your right toes under, coming into plank. So left foot steps back to meet the right, little way apart. Drop the hips down so the line is perfectly straight. Dropping to knees, chest, chin, sticking bottom into the air. And scooping through cobra, maybe upward facing dog now if the spine is a little more supple. And downward facing dog, well done. Adjusting your hands and feet if you need to. Through the hands, right foot steps through, kneeling lunge. Softening here, looking up again. Softening with every exhalation. And then tucking left toes under, propelling that left foot forward, forward bend. Keep looking up as you inhale. Exhale, nose to knees. Lifting, extending into extended Tadasana, maybe back bending. Draw the navel in, lift tall. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Left side leading now. So exhaling, reaching up, extending tall. Bowing to the earth, forward bend. Left foot steps back, kneeling lunge. Look up, open the throat. Feel the heart opening. Surrender the weight of the body downwards into those hips. and find plank position, tucking left toe under, sweeping right leg back. Lovely strong planks to push into your heels. Squeeze your thighs together as though holding a block between them. Push into the hands, push the shoulders away from your ears. Dropping to knees, chest, chin, sticking the bottom into the air. And scooping up into cobra or upward facing dog. Lovely downward facing dog. Left-sided kneeling lunge. Step the left foot through between the hands. Sink nice and low into your lunge, opening the throat and heart. Looking up, melting into those hips. Wonderful. Tucking right toe under. Propelling yourself forward. Extended forward bend of Uttanasana. Extending the spine. Exhale, nose to knees. Breathing in, sweeping hands high, extended Tadasana. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here, recover your breath. Okay, moving now into Surya Namaskara A. We're going to hold our downward facing dogs for about a minute. So again, I want you to try and feel that comfort in the posture, and it will give me an opportunity as well to push you all a little bit deeper. Okay, so flowing a bit more fluidly, I'll just talk you through the first one. So take your out breath. Breathe in, reaching high with the arms, back bending, folding into Uttanasana, forward bend as you exhale. Breathing in, looking up, extended Uttanasana, finding plank, jumping or stepping back. Chaturanga Dandasana, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. So adjust hands and feet, ensure you feel comfortable. Ground the entire palm and each and every finger and pad of every finger. Lift tailbone high, draw the chest towards your thighs, heels down. Holding here, finding your breath. Bringing breath into the body, feel an opening into the back of the heart space. And then on your next in breath, look forward, step or jump through to extended forward bend. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweeping hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment, allow the breath to recover. Notice the heat you've generated in your body. And in your own time, flowing again into Surya Namaskara A, holding your downward facing dog for a minute. Taking the hands up when you're ready. Inhaling. Exhaling, forward bending, very nice. You can go to full Chaturanga or keep your vinyasa soft, knees, chest, chin. There will be several of these in today's practice. And then holding your downward facing dog when you get there. Stretch into those hamstrings.
Ready, looking through your hands, jumping or stepping through, extended Tadasana. Return to your full Tadasana when you're ready. Again, recover your breath. Okay, so moving on now to a slow Suri Namaskara B. We're going to hold our Warrior Ones now for around a minute. I'll give you the option when we get there. So remembering, this sun salutation starts and finishes with a chair pose. So when you're ready, exhale, sweep your fingertips to the floor, sit into your chair and reach up, arms kissing your ears, palms together or slightly apart. Then fall forwards into Uttanasana, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up, extended Uttanasana, finding your plank again. And either Chaturanga or knees, chest, chin. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Turning your right toes out to the side, 45 degrees, ground that right foot. Step the left foot between the hands, hips forward, sweep the hands high, Warrior One left side. So just check the toes are ahead of the knee. And consciously draw the hip, the left hip backwards, the right hip forwards. Maybe looking to the hands to add another back bend. And find a comfort here. So if it gets too much, you get too hot, bring your hands to your waist. If it's too much for the leg, you can straighten the front leg and go back into this full posture. If it helps, maybe count the breath in and out for four. Soft shoulders. And then bow to the earth, ground your hands, step back into a plank. Another vinyasa, knees, chest, chin, Chaturanga down, inhaling up dog, exhale down dog. This time, left toes turn out 45 degrees, right foot steps through, sweep the hands high, Warrior One, right side. Consciously ground both feet, the left foot and left ankle almost rolling outwards to the left side. Very nice, that's good. Nice soft shoulders, find your breath. And focus on the breath, not the body. Lovely, bow to the earth, ground your hands. Another vinyasa to plank, or if you'd rather, you can rest in your downward facing dog. It's your practice, you decide. And I'm just holding downward facing dog for five more breaths. Lift that tailbone beautifully high, chest towards those thighs. Back as straight as it can be, softening into the back of your heart space. And then on your next in-breath, looking forwards, jumping or stepping into extended Uttanasana. Exhale, nose to knees, inhale into your chair pose, bending, squatting down for a moment. And then standing tall, straightening legs, bringing hands back to your heart into Tadasana. Just taking a moment here, well done. Okay, so we're now going to hold a Warrior Two. So take your right foot back, step it behind you. And the front foot is is level with the side edges of your mat, and the back foot is at 90 degrees. And we're just going to sink into that front leg and lift the arms so they're shoulder height, palms facing down. Looking over the front hand. Beautifully active. Well done, they all look strong, very level, well done. Keep that breath coming in. Can you sink any lower into that front leg? Again, if it gets too much, the arms can come down and back up again, or the front leg can straighten and bend back into this posture once more. Let's take four more breaths here. And then again, cartwheeling your hands to the floor. This time, find a blissful downward facing dog, pedaling out the heels. Bit of movement, listen to what your body needs. And then step the right foot through between your hands, the right foot parallel with the side edges of your mat. Step the left foot back, bend into your front knee, warrior two, right side. Again, soft shoulders extend from your right fingertips to your left fingertips. Breathing. Beautiful. Again, cartwheel your hands to the floor. You can vinyasa or just hold a blissful downward facing dog. If you're vinyasa-ing, coming into plank, chaturanga, up dog, downward facing dog. Everyone meeting in downward facing dog. Well done. And then look forwards. Step forwards, extended Uttanasana, looking up. Exhale, nose to knees, then sweep up into chair pose once more. Taking five breaths here. Fierce pose, Utkatasana. Get the heat flowing in the body. If you feel a little dip in the lower back, consciously draw the pelvis under and squeeze your navel in towards your spine. Lovely, fold into forward bend, melting into that lower back. And very slowly rolling up, one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Again, roll back shoulders, shake out legs. If you need water, have a little sip now. Well done. Okay, we're going to flow now into side angle pose, which we will also hold, and then there will be some options from that. Okay. So, left side first. Okay, so let's step the right foot back into warrior two, left side, and then side angle pose, we're going to bend the left elbow, bring that onto the left thigh, right arm kissing the ear. We're going to hold this, so if you're comfortable here, stay here. If you'd like to go deeper, drop your left hand to the floor and the right arm's kissing your ear, holding here. Deeper still, you can bind behind your back, bringing the left arm underneath the left leg, the right arm behind you. Okay, So we're just going to hold where we are for a moment. I will explain the next posture. So if you are binding, you can go up to a bird of paradise. So you will bring your left foot in towards your right, balance on your right foot, lift the left foot up, still bound, and then you can extend your leg. And over here, if you can come up slightly into your side angle pose, and then you're going to sweep the arms up back to warrior two, bring your right foot to meet the left and come into a tree pose. And you can either come into your tree pose or you can come into a half lotus balance with the left foot over the right thigh. Wherever you are, it's a balance now, so just focus on that breath. Lovely. And then release your balance, return to Tadasana at the front of your mat. Take a moment here. And repeating the same on the right side, so take the left foot back, find warrior two. Ease into side angle pose, right elbow to the right thigh, left arm kissing the ear. If that's fine for you, stay comfortable here. If you'd like to drop the right hand to the floor, going deeper, maybe binding. Let's breathe here. So either raising yourself back up to warrior two and then tree pose by bringing the left foot towards the right and then taking the right foot to the supporting left leg. Or you're balancing on the left leg in bird of paradise, binding, balancing, keeping that bind tight and then lengthening the right leg up. Release into the front of your mat in Tadasana. Take a moment here. And then flowing into Suri Namaskara A, meeting everyone in Downward Facing Dog, so in your own time, reaching up, mounting into Uttanasana and flowing. Again, it can be a blissful downward facing dog or a static one. Stepping forwards, extended Uttanasana, exhale nose to knees, inhale sweeping hands high, exhale hands to your heart, recover your breath, lovely. So moving now into star salutation. Mark on this end so you can see me. So we're going to start by stepping the left foot behind you, wide-legged squats, turn the toes out, sink nice and low. So when you're ready, you take that left foot back. Hands to the heart, sinking nice and low, tuck the pelvis under, draw the navel in, soft shoulders.
key to this star salutation is that you've got 5 points of your star, the crown of your head, your fingertips and your toes. So now we're going to move into a perfect star. So straighten both legs, bring your arms out to your warrior two arms, and just feel the whole body lengthening. Draw the navel in towards your spine, lift the head. Moving now into Trikonasana, so turn the back toes, the left toes towards the right, kick out your left hip, reach as far right as you can, melt the fingertips to the floor, left arm reaching for the sky, looking to that left hand, keeping nice and open here. Now if that's a bit of a strain, bend the front knee, as long as you're feeling open, you're rotating those left ribs back. Let's revolve the triangle, so bring your left hand to the floor and lift your right arm behind you. Look over your right shoulder, twisting here, revolve triangle. Lovely. Moving into tripod now, so looking over that front leg, step the left foot closer, extend it into the air, draw the nose towards your right knee. Standing splits. If it's comfortable, open up into half moon. So you might like to pivot on your right foot, turn the right foot slightly to the left side. Balancing on that right foot, right fingertips, lift the left hand into the air. Lovely. Feel that hip opening. And then returning to tripod. Of your hips and allow the left foot to meet the right in a soft forward bend, keep the knees soft, release into the lower back, very slowly rolling up once more. Well done. Please shake out your legs, roll back your shoulders. So repeating now on the left side, so step the right foot out, coming into a low squat, sinking low, tucking the pelvis under, hands to the heart, soft shoulders. Lovely. Finding your 5-pointed star, so straightening both legs, arms in your warrior two arm position. Lifting the head, drawing the navel in again, nice soft shoulders. And now really stretch the fingertips apart, the head away from the earth, grounded feet. And then turn the right toes towards the left foot, Trikonasana now. Kick out your right hip, reach left, left fingertips to the floor, right hand reaching for the sky, looking to that top hand. Turning the head to the left to look to the floor, bring your right hand to your foot, the left arm behind you, twisting, revolving that triangle. Beautiful. Bringing both hands to the floor, finding tripods to ease the right foot towards the left, splitting the legs. Left foot taking the weight, draw the nose towards your left knee. Beautiful, well done. If you'd like a challenge, opening up into half moon, so lifting the right arm, pivoting the right hip to open, looking to your top hand. And finding tripod again, squaring off your hips. Again, ease that nose towards your knee. Really split the legs, lift that right leg really high. And then right foot meets left. Bend both knees a little, softening into the spine. And very slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time. Head coming up last. Good.
again, rolling back the shoulders, shaking out the legs. Well done. Please have a sip of water if you need it. Moving into a further balance, we're going into Eagle Pose. Take a step back into the centre of your mat. Ground your right foot. Make that foot as big as you can. Spread those toes. Bring the weight into your right foot. Choose the spot ahead of you, your dristy point that doesn't move. And now bend into your right knee so that you can gently wrap the left leg in front of it and tuck the toes behind that right leg. And then both arms come ahead of you. The left arm at the elbows cross over, left on top of right. Bend the elbows, bring the right palm to the left palm, and then start to lift your elbows, holding here. Balancing. So let's sweep the arms out like an eagle, spreading its wings, and then ground the feet, shake out the legs. Very nice. Left-sided eagle, left foot grounded. Slightly bend into that left leg, wrap the right leg around the front of it, maybe tucking toes behind it. Arms come ahead of you. Right elbow on top of left. Bend at the elbows, secure the palms, start to lift the elbows. Nice soft shoulders. Sweep the arms wide, releasing here. Well done. Shaking that arm. Okay, so one final standing posture. Wide-legged forward bend. Prasarita Padottanasana C. So if you'll face me, just step and use the length of your mat. So turn to the side. Nice wide legs. Turn the toes in. Ground the feet. Bring your arms behind you. Interlace your fingers. Breathe in, look up. Extend your arms. Hinge at the waist, fold forwards with a flat back, and then drop the chin to chest as you fold deeper, lifting arms behind you. And every time you breathe in, straighten your arms, and as you exhale, soften into the shoulders. Release your fingers to the floor now. And then bend both knees. Bring your elbows onto your thighs. Turn the toes out slightly. Lift the head above your heart, taking a few moments here. And then turn and face your front foot. Step the front foot back into a plank position, holding here. Push into the heels, squeeze your thighs together as though you're holding a brick between them. Shoulders away from the floor, hands grounded. And lifting tailbone into a blissful downward facing dog, pedaling out the heels if you need to. And we're dropping to the knees now. We're coming into Virasana.
Okay, so if this is not good for your knees, I'd like you to just sit on your bottom in cobbler's pose with the soles of your feet together. If you're going into Virasana, you're dropping to your knees and you're bringing your bottom in between the feet on the floor. So you stretch out the thighs, and if that's not good, you can bring a brick, a block between you, between those thighs, and sit on it so that you're balanced here. So choose your option, either sitting on the floor in cobblers or coming into Virasana. And you can use one or two blocks, maybe three. So we're just going to breathe here wherever you are, hands on the thighs, and closing the eyes if that suits you. I'm trying to find a comfort here. And then bring your fingertips facing forwards underneath your shoulders. And then push into your hands, push the chest forwards, maybe looking to the sky if the neck feels strong. And if you are with bent knees in Virasana, you can start to lean yourself back and lay all the way down onto the floor, so coming onto your elbows and then dropping to the shoulders and releasing down. Otherwise keep the chest nice and open in cobbler's pose and only go as far as feels comfortable. Two more breaths here. Coming out, tuck your chin in, ease yourself forward, ground your hands, coming back into a blissful downward facing dog, shaking out the legs. Maybe adding a soft vinyasa if that suits you, if so, drop to plank, knees, chest, chin, maybe a cobra and a downward facing dog. Going into a full forward bend now, Parshvottanasana. So breathe in, lift your arms nice and high, reach for your feet. Look at your toes, extend the spine, and now pull against your feet. Draw your nose towards your knees, holding here. So again, mobilizing into the spine, lengthening, stretching it, but also stretching the whole back body. Chin to chest, finding a softness in the upper neck, upper back, letting go with your exhalation. And then looking to your toes again, returning to Dandasana. Okay, so let's scoot forwards. So feet to the front of your mat, bend your knees. And we're going to roll down one vertebrae at a time with control, very slowly, till you reach the floor. Tilting the pelvis as you go. And when you reach the floor, hug your knees in into Apanasana, gently rocking from side to side. So coming into bridge pose now.
Ground your feet hip distance apart, middle finger meeting your heels, ground your shoulders. Pushing into the feet on the in-breath, rolling up one vertebrae at a time. And then exhaling, releasing, rolling down again. Maybe pausing if there's a pause in your breath. And then breathing in, lifting up. Maybe pausing again and rolling down. Flowing with your breath
at the speed that your breath dictates.
So the next posture, we have two options. We're either repeating that bridge, but we're going to hold in a nice high position. Alternatively, you can go into the wheel, into crab, by bringing the hands under the shoulders and pushing into a full back bend, into hands, into feet. So either choose your holding bridge or your crab wheel position. You can come up onto the crown of the head first if you're going into position. Otherwise, come up into a high bridge just as before, rolling up, keeping those hips nice and high. And lift and push into those hips. And we always do crab near the end of the practice when you're completely warm. Please don't feel the pressure to try if you're not comfortable. Lovely. Keep that breath coming in. And when you're coming out, drop to the crown of the head, tuck your chin in. And give yourself a hug. Well done. And coming down if you're holding bridge. Excellent. So again, up and ass on your back, gently rocking from side to side. So if you're on your back, just scoot a little bit lower down towards the base of your mat. We're coming into a plow pose. So just gently rolling back. So just make sure you're keeping your head straight. And if this suits you, you're just going to kick the legs over the top of the head to the floor behind you. Keep the head straight. And just bring the hands under the back, toes touching. Or you can have a little shoulder stand. Just listen to your body. The main thing is not to turn the head, and if you feel there's excessive weight on the shoulders, and there will be more so in a shoulder stand, so you might just want to drop the feet over if that's not comfortable.
I don't find it very comfortable.
Okay, so more comfortable in a shoulder stand.
Yeah.
I'll wiggle. If you're in halasana, you can bring your knees to bend and cover your ears. Block out the sense of hearing, just as you used to as a child.
So use your hands to support you as you gently roll back down again to the floor very slowly. Use the abs as well. Walk your hands down the back or use the floor to softly melt back. Fabulous. So coming into
happy baby now, so slightly higher massage to the spine. So bend your knees, bring your arms between the legs, take either the outside of your feet or your yogic toe lock, pistol fingers through the big toe, second toes, gently rocking from side to side if that's comfortable, drawing the knees down towards the floor. Gently release, happy baby, lovely. And then an inversion, just bring the legs into the air, flex your feet as they're standing on the ceiling. So just like Dandasana when seated, your arms can be by your sides, palms down. If you need a bit more strength in the lower back, bring the hands underneath the base of your spine. Just breathing here. Finding a comfort here. Even if you're feeling it in your abdominal area or your thighs, when you flex your feet, maybe feel a stretch in the back of those calves. Push the base of the spine down. If you'd like to go a bit deeper, bring the arms behind you onto the floor. As you breathe in, reach for your ankles. As you exhale, release head and shoulders back down and the hands behind you. Pulsing up and pulsing down. Six more, but if you've had enough, please be kind to yourself, just hug your knees in. And after six, draw the knees in, give yourself a hug, gently rocking from side to side. So drop your feet to the floor, feet wider than hips distance apart, right to the edges of the mat, arms by your sides, a bit more space between the arms and the sides than usual, and just drop the knees to the right side, come onto the sides of your feet, windscreen wiping the legs, so breathe into centre, maybe opening the knees in the centre as you come up with the knees, and then drop the knees over to the left side. Play with that to ease into the hips and the spine. Keeping the whole spine mobile, releasing the hips and groin that you've worked hard today. Just finding comfort here in that delicate stretch each side. And then once more each side, the last side being the left side as we started on the right. Again, drawing knees in into Apanasana.
So just grounding your left foot now. Extend just the right leg into the air.
Take behind the leg or the yogic toe lock again. So right pistol fingers through the right big toe. Draw the right leg towards you. Maybe lengthening the left leg down along the floor, along the mat. A bit more of a stretch. Nice soft shoulders, faces. Using the out breath to draw that right leg a little bit deeper towards you. And bend that right leg, draw it in towards you. And then draw both knees in. Lift head and shoulders off the floor, bring nose to knees. And then drop the right foot to the floor, squeeze the left knee in towards you. And when you're ready, extend the left leg up. Yogic toe lock, left side, left hand, or taking the leg just near to the back of the calf muscle. Extending right leg along the mat if you'd like to accentuate the stretch. Using that out breath to draw the left leg towards you. The left knee in and then both knees again, maybe lifting head and shoulders, nose to knees, dropping head and shoulders down, rocking from side to side, opening into lion goddess. So drop the feet to the floor, soles of the feet together, open the knees, hands on the abdomen or in cactus arms or just above the head, just feel nice and open, ground your shoulders. And let go.
Easing towards our relaxation.